How often has the sufferings and pains of 9/11 crossed our minds lately? Outside of those families who lost loved ones on that infamous day, 9/11 has become almost forgotten history. Following that fateful day, the media talked often about God. No longer. Why not? Some people interviewed following the aftermath of 9/11 attempted to link those events with Bible prophecy, even the prospects of Armageddon. But that didn't last long either. Is ancient Bible prophecy something we can depend upon today, or is it old and outdated? In these modern times, can we really believe in Bible prophecy?
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found. Answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
Welcome to Good News. We're going to have a very important subject today, something a lot of people are interested in. And to join us is Jerry Ost, a minister and senior writer for Good News Magazine. You know, Jerry, a lot of people are interested in history. And I think with all the world events going on right now, there's an expanded interest. And we first have to ask, is Bible prophecy relevant? Is it provable? And can it be applied to our everyday lives?
It certainly can, Gary. I'm thinking of one particular example of Bible prophecy, the ancient city of Tyre. There are many, of course, Bible prophecies that we can deal with and talk about. But this particular one is really good because it happened over a period of time. Of course, God doesn't need time. And whatever he had to say about ancient Tyre came to pass in detail. Tyre was just up the coast, what we would call Lebanon today, and right on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea. And it was a powerful maritime power of its day. It had been in existence for about 300-400 years at least. Judah had just been attacked by Nebuchadnezzar. King Nebuchadnezzar had come in, and God had talked,
This is a Babylon, right?
This is a Babylon. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon was urged in some way by God to go ahead and punish Judah. Judah was the model nation for God, and so Nebuchadnezzar was to come in there. He did that in 605, then in 597, and again in 587, I believe it was. And it was at that particular time that Tyre looked down and said, hey, looks like we got some easy pickings here. Why don't we just go down here and take some of the spoils? And that made God quite angry at Tyre, and he pronounced an incredible prophecy against Tyre. And it's so incredible because Tyre had been such a great maritime power. No one had been able to overcome them for many years. But Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Tyre, and it took him about 13 years, but he did it.
Okay, now this is historical fact.
Yes, it is.
Let's take some of this history then and what we know and the Bible prophecies about this that happened. Can we expand this into any kind of modern understanding or modern times or future prophecies from the Bible?
Yes, we can. The important point here is that if indeed what God had to say about Tyre came to pass in detail, then we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that anything that comes in the future is going to come to pass. The important key is that, number one, it's in the Bible. Number two, we understand what it's saying. And number three, that based on the fact that God has been true, his sure word of prophecy has come to pass, then if we look to something like Armageddon in the future or some other important prophecy in the Bible, like the Great Tribulation or whatever it might be, then we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is going to do something about it and that we can depend on that. It gives us security, gives us comfort, and gives us hope, gives us faith. It's very important for us to be able to establish for ourselves within our own lives that Bible prophecy is sure, so it'll happen in the future as well.
And let's talk a minute about something you just mentioned about the faith, the hope. So much prophecy we talk about is intellectual. You know, look, this happened and this happened. We go to history. How can we be encouraged by this? Because we want to go into this further detail in a few minutes, but how can we be encouraged by it?
Well, we can be encouraged if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that a God whom we cannot see actually performs for us. And if he makes a promise to us, then we have faith to believe based on fact. Faith really is not just blind faith, but it's a matter of actually looking at some facts that have taken place in the past. And if you can know that that's true, it actually helps you to have faith to trust in, to depend upon God, and then you have hope for the future as well. Because hope, of course, is not something that you already have. It's something that you're looking for in the future. So you have both faith, and you have hope, looking to God, depending upon Him, and having security in a very difficult world and times that we have already experienced in our lifetimes.
So we're not just talking about dry history here. We're
talking about very living.
Very living, even in our postmodern world,
The
Bible actually has relevance.
Oh, it has great relevance to us today.
Now, we're going to talk a lot about this today, so we don't want you to go away, but we want to tell you about something else. We're offering today a free booklet that you can get your free copy. You can understand Bible prophecy. And this is an amazing booklet. It takes you through the scripture, and it will show you and talk to you about the things we're talking about today. That you can go to your Bible and actually find out that there are prophecies that have happened and you can trust it. We're going to tell you more about this and then we're going to come back, so don't go away.
Where is the world headed? Today's headlines are filled with troubling news. War, famine, natural disasters, new and baffling diseases, environmental catastrophes, and governmental scandals. The litany of suffering, tragedies, and bad news is relentless. Where is the world headed? Does Bible prophecy give us any answers? In You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you'll discover what the Bible says about where the world is headed. Learn the major themes of Bible prophecy and God's overall plan for humanity. Find out why the world is in the condition it's in and what it means for you. For your free copy, call right now 1-800-966-9232. In our free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you can discover the truth of this surprising message Jesus Christ brought. There is no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
Welcome back to Good News. And we've been with Jerry Ost, a senior writer to the Good News magazine. And Jerry, I really appreciate you being with us today.
Thanks. And appreciate it very much.
At the beginning, we talked about Tyre, the ancient city of Tyre, which is mentioned in the Bible. And it's amazing that this sort of small city, and by our standards today, insignificant, has all these prophecies in the Bible about. And, of course, that's important. God put it there for a reason. Now, how is this a good example for us today in understanding Bible prophecy?
Well, ancient Tyre was a great maritime power of its day. And as you mentioned just a few moments ago, that by our standards, it wouldn't be very large, perhaps, or as great, especially recent events with the United States going into the Middle East. But for their day, ancient Tyre had a great deal of money. Their culture was pretty sophisticated, and they were considered to be very, very powerful. Their maritime power had something to do with getting different types of navies to come in from different areas, and also to get mercenaries.
Now, they're on the Mediterranean, right?
They're on the Mediterranean.
Okay.
They're both on the shore and on a small island, but the predominant part had to do with being on the mainland. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Nebuchadnezzar was moved to come up and lay siege. He did that in 585 to 572, 13 long years. And finally, he wasted Tyre, and he actually tore down its walls. They were formidable walls, and broke down all of the homes and all of the citadels and everything that was in there. And he left nothing but stones. He left timbers, and he left, of course, the dirt there.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went home, and that seemed to be that maybe that was the end of Tyre, but it wasn't.
You know, just an interesting side note. It's interesting that Nebuchadnezzar was Saddam Hussein's hero.
So, that's right.
You know, and Nebuchadnezzar was a dictator and a cruel dictator and a conqueror of his day.
That's true.
So Nebuchadnezzar comes in. He destroys Tyre. We have a fulfillment of the prophecy. Now, is that the total fulfillment of it? Is that the end of the prophecy concerning Tyre as far as the Scripture is concerned?
No, it really isn't. In Ezekiel chapter 26, Ezekiel said that Tyre's walls and houses would be broken down. Mm-hmm. And eventually, old Tyre, or the Tyre that was on the mainland there, would be like the top of a rock. And also the fishermen would cast their nets on a place as part of Tyre.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with Nebuchadnezzar having come and gone, a person might think that ends it because, I mean, that was pretty devastating for 13 years. And yet, that wasn't the end of it. God doesn't need time. We do. Mm-hmm. So, after he tore down the walls, then he went back home, and the people in Tyre then decided to go to the island fortress and to build the city.
So he didn't kill everybody.
Oh, no, he didn't kill everybody. Actually, on this very small island, they had probably 30,000 people, which is incredible because the island was very small.
Yeah.
And so instead of building out, they had to build up. Tyre that was on the mainland was destroyed, so what are you going to do? Well, you think if I'm out there on the island, which they did, that they wouldn't be bothered by anyone else. No one had the power of naval services as Tyre would itself. So they went straight up into skyscrapers. It's become a very impressive thing, and that got around to a lot of different people.
Well, skyscrapers by their standards, not by New York standards.
No. Probably 30, 40 stories, though, in some instances.
Wow.
Yeah.
In an ancient civilization.
Well, some of their walls were 100 feet high as well. So it wasn't. It was really a phenomenon that people hadn't experienced. It was like New York of today, in a sense.
Well, so now we begin to see why this prophecy has such importance in the Bible. This was an important city in this ancient time. We're talking about 600 years or so before Christ. Right. This was a very important place.
It was extremely important because Tyre had been around for a number of hundreds of years. And for them to be destroyed on the mainland, and then they rebuilt themselves on this island, people were saying, well, you really can't get rid of Tyre. And the people in Tyre got really arrogant about all of this because they said, you're really not going to destroy it. It's not going to be any problem. We're still all right. Nobody can touch us. We're a half mile off the shoreline.
We're invincible.
That's right. And that's where Alexander the Great came along.
Okay. So then Nebuchadnezzar's destruction of Tyre is not the end of the prophecy.
No.
It's really the beginning of the prophecy.
It is indeed.
Yeah.
And again, since God doesn't need time, about 250 years later, Alexander the Great came along, and he conquered everything in his path. He had heard about Tyre, and he had heard that Tyre was on this little island. They had these skyscrapers. That was specifically mentioned in commentaries, that they did have skyscrapers of it today. And so he wanted to see it. So he asked permission as he came up with his armies on the shoreline. He says, hey, I'd like to come in and see your city. Do you mind?
Mm-hmm.
I said, not a chance. You take your army and go home. And that angered him. So Alexander the Great, being a young man that he was and not having been resisted by too many people, he was able to just overcome them in a matter of months. He decided, well, how am I going to handle this? So he looked around, and the part of Tyre that had been on the shoreline, he took the timbers and he took the stones and he laid them out here and he built a causeway between the shoreline and the island of Tyre.
What an engineering feat.
It was an incredible thing. Not only did he do that, but after he put the stones and the timbers there, then he took the dirt, he scraped down to barren rock, took all that dirt and made this causeway to the island itself. Now he could take his towers, battering rams and everything, and he just rolled them up to the door.
Wow.
And that's what he did, and he overcame Tyre in a matter of 7 months. That's what it took him. So he was persistent.
So it was a siege.
It was a siege for 7 long months, and he finally busted down the gates. He went in there. He killed 8,000 people, took about 10 or 15,000 more captive, and before you know it, the Tyre of its time didn't exist like it had. But there were still a few people left on the island.
On the island. Now, Alexander the Great is what, 250 years or so after Nebuchadnezzar? I mean, it's a long period. There's centuries involved here, right?
Yes, 2.5 centuries to be exact.
Okay.
And that's why I keep coming back, that it's so important for us in this day and age to have hope and have faith, because to God, time is not an important factor.
Okay. Now, you know, there is a prophecy that talks about Tyre would become barren rock and a place for fishermen's nets. What does that mean?
Well, first of all, we just discussed how Nebuchadnezzar came in, and then Alexander later, and he scraped the earth down to barren rock. So you have the barren rock fulfillment in the prophecy right there. But later on, we have this thing of the new Tyre, as I would call it, but it's actually just rebuilding Tyre on the island. And after Alexander left and he had destroyed the temples, destroyed the walls and the skyscrapers, he brought those down. There were still a few people left. Of course, they didn't want to stay around. But actually, the point about the fishermen nets comes up shortly after that.
Okay. This is fascinating, and we have lots more to talk about, and we want to tell you about today's booklet. You want to be sure and get You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, and we're going to tell you about how to get it. We'll be right back.
Where is the world headed? Does Bible prophecy give us any answers? In You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you'll discover what the Bible says about where the world is headed. Learn the major themes of Bible prophecy and God's overall plan for humanity. For your free copy, call right now, 1-800-966-9232. In our free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you can discover the truth of this surprising message. 1-800-966-9232. Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News Behind the Headlines.
Welcome back to the program. You Can Understand Bible Prophecy. Get this booklet. Call right now. This is important information, not just about what we're talking today, of prophecies that have been fulfilled, but even more what we're going to talk about this segment, prophecies that have not yet been fulfilled, things that are happening in the future. And of course, our guest today is Jerry Ost, who is a senior writer for Good News Magazine. We've talked about a series of prophecies and how they were carried out over, almost three centuries. Now we're back to, how does something that happened to a group of people back before the time of Christ, how does that apply to us?
It applies to us because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, as the book of Hebrews tells us. Since that is true, whatever has taken place in the past, where God has given prophetic details of major prophetic events, when they've actually come to pass, and we have historical record where archaeologists and historians have written about it, then we can actually depend upon that. And of course, there are prophecies in the future.
A good part of it isn't just about the future. It is about these fulfilled prophecies, so then it gives us an understanding of the future. And this is fascinating. So let's talk about the future a little bit. I mean, how can we look at these prophecies, and how can we look at the Bible and maybe understand our future?
I think one of the most major ones that we can look at for the future is that of Armageddon. You know, Gary, after 9/11, there were quite a few newscasters who were interviewing people on the street and others and asking them, what do you think about 9/11? And they were asking about, what do you think, does this apply to Armageddon? There were certain ministers who would come on, they would interview them, and scholars and others, biblical scholars, and they were talking about how this might lead into Armageddon.
Right.
So people were concerned about it because all of a sudden, America, who is surrounded by two major oceans, and we've been pretty exclusive all these many centuries,
sort of like
couple
tired.
Of centuries, that's right.
Yeah, sort of like tie.
We got a tie in there. And who's going to be able to attack them? Well, if it had been a major onslaught and you could see it coming, that's one thing. But with 9/11 and all of a sudden it just comes on you unexpectedly, now it's got people thinking. And now, even more recent than that, the liberation of Iraq, people think about that. The Middle East, we know that Armageddon is going to take place in the Middle East. And, of course, people misunderstand that. You know, in 1000 A.D., and a lot of people don't realize this, but there is historical record of this, that in 1000 A.D., people were going crazy, literally going crazy out of their minds for the year or two before 1000 A.D., because they thought that Armageddon would take place then and that Christ would return.
At the turn of the, not a century, but a millennium.
That's exactly right. So people have had their minds on it for the last 2,000 years. And it's important for us to think about that in the future. Generally, when something as uncomfortable as Armageddon is brought to our attention, we'd rather put it behind because we want to live in comfort. That's the way human beings work. We think about being comfortable. We want security. And yet we have that sort of gnawing feeling in the back of our minds that, yes, I've heard about Armageddon. Yeah, it may be true. But if we understand what God has in mind with prophecy, how important it is for us as human beings to learn lessons from future prophetic events, what we can do, we can prepare for it, and it can actually help us to understand them, to know that they're coming, and there are certain things that God wants us to do so that we can be prepared against it.
Now, you know, you were talking about wondering about Armageddon, and it is amazing. I think most people know there's something wrong. There's something wrong with our world. Yeah. And it's interesting that Islam, Judaism, and Christianity all have concepts of an Armageddon. They all have concepts.
That's true.
That at the end, God's going to have to intervene because mankind is going to be on the brink of self-destruction. A few minutes ago, you talked about being prepared. Let's talk about that a minute.
Okay,
how can we be prepared, I guess, spiritually, emotionally, physically, for the fact that there could be bad times. I mean, we don't want to preach gloom and doom.
No, we don't.
But the Bible does predict some very bad times.
It does indeed.
How can a person be prepared for that?
The important thing, I think, is, it's my experience anyway, that first of all, and I've already mentioned this before, that you find out whether God, what he said in the past, the prophetic events that he, you know, predicted, number one, did they come to pass? Now, if they did they come to pass in detail? Well, with ancient Tyre, of course, they did, because there was some barren rock where old Tyre was, and then they stretched, and I hadn't mentioned this later, about, I'm glad that you brought it up, about Tyre on the island. Once that was wasted away, even up into the 13th century A.D., fishermen's nets were supposed to be spread out
just
to be
like
dry.
The prophecy.
Just like the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 26. If you know these things, then, and know the sure word of God's prophecy, then you can have hope to the future. It's important, as far as I'm concerned anyway, that we actually know what's going to go on in the future. It can be a little discouraging, to be sure. But to know that it's coming and know what God says, people honor God as God says, you know, that's one of the reasons for prophecy, to get people's attention and to help them to think about what they're doing and to find out how they can honor God. And if they can honor God, if they will honor God, then God promises protection.
Well, it helps us understand, too, he's the God of history.
That's right.
And prophecy.
That's true.
And in the end, God will work things out in spite of us and our own self-destructive nature. Let's talk about Armageddon for a minute.
Okay.
What is it? I mean, even the name is terrifying because I think we all have this vague idea of this something terrible is supposed to happen. What is Armageddon?
Armageddon is really a derivative of Har Megiddo. The word Har means hill. Megiddo is the location.
And this is Hebrew?
This is Hebrew,
okay.
Yes. But that's where Armageddon has come from. Now, people generally in the past, historically, have looked at Armageddon as the end of the world. In fact, a book or two has, you know, been brought up about, are we going to civilization going to last or is it not? Mm-hmm. And Armageddon, then, is a matter of a staging of armies who are actually going to be brought down into Jerusalem. And when Christ comes, he's going to be able to dispatch them, is what he gets down to. It's not the end of the world.
Okay. So Armageddon isn't everybody dies, everything's destroyed. Okay. And that's important to know. I think a lot of people have a misconception of what Armageddon is.
Oh, I think so.
That it's the end of everything, and in reality, it's the beginning of everything.
It actually is. Yeah. I think that's an excellent point. It is the beginning. I know it's a terrible time. It is gloom and doom.
Right.
But we can't hide ourselves behind rocks.
It's going to happen whether we hide or not.
It won't make any difference whether we say it or don't say it. It's still going to take place. It is better for us to know it, though. And once we know it, we can prepare ourselves and set ourselves against it. I think Jesus Christ himself said, if you had known about the thief coming in the middle of the night, you could have protected yourself. But this is kind of like the thief in the night. People need to know so they can stand against that and can know what God requires and what God wants to give and protect them, and it'll come to pass if we do our part.
And the great encouragement is that when Christ returns, he does begin to heal. This world is so troubled.
Yes.
He does begin to heal this world.
Yes. It is so important to know that Christ does not come to this earth to destroy mankind, but to save
us. To save mankind.
If we can come to understand, no matter what the prophecies are, and especially for the future, if we can come to understand that Jesus Christ is actually sent by the Father in order to save mankind from destroying itself, then we're way ahead, because that's the purpose of Christ, to save, not destroy.
Then Armageddon isn't fear.
No, it shouldn't be. It's
hope.
Great hope.
Jerry Ost, of course, is a writer for the Good News magazine, and we're going to tell you how you can get your free copy of the Good News. Our future depends on knowing the sure word of prophecy. Knowing God's future prophetic events allows us to prepare for the future, to seek God's protection and His deliverance. Knowing that God's word is sure can help build our faith, our dependence on Him, and help us cultivate humility, so we will honor God and heed His prophecies. Know this also. There is good news on the horizon beyond Armageddon. God's future prophecies show that not only will mankind be spared alive beyond chemical and biological warfare, but that this earth will become a veritable Garden of Eden at Christ's return. Our lives literally depend on understanding future prophetic events, and that we can and should believe them. Jerry, thanks for appearing on the Good News today.
Thanks, Darren.
When you are looking for good news, remember this program, a unique program that delivers to you understanding about today's world news and the prophecies of the world tomorrow. I'm Gary Petty.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The number again is 1-800-966-9232, or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. Where is the world headed? Does Bible prophecy give us any answers? In You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you'll discover what the Bible says about where the world is headed. Learn the major themes of Bible prophecy and God's overall plan for humanity. For your free copy, call right now 1-800-966-9232. In our free booklet, You Can Understand Bible Prophecy, you can discover the truth of this surprising message. 1-800-966-9232. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.